Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Happy St. Patrick's Day. One of the questions I have today is not too serious, but I want to know what the folks out there plan on having in the way of fine food and drink for St. Patty's Day today. So that's one of the questions I have up on my social media. Let me know. Give me sausage and cabbage, Reuben sandwiches, corned beef and cabbage. What's going on in your world when we're talking about St. Patrick's Day? A little known fact, St. Patrick's Day is not a legal holiday in the United States, but it's a widely recognized and observed holiday throughout the country as a celebration of Irish and the Irish American culture. And I, for one, love the Irish. I think everybody right around this time has a little bit of Irish in you. I love it. I love it. So, if you're not wearing green today, beware. Beware, beware. It's been another little factoid. St. Patrick's Day has been celebrated on this continent since the late 18th century. So, tradition, man. It's tradition. man, a couple of stories this morning that just, some of them tickle me. Some of them were really, really funny stories. And then some of them just kind of make you scratch your head and go, what? You know? One, and this isn't a local story, but I just thought when I saw this, I'm like, you got to be kidding me. It's all about young love, man, and how fragile it is and that sort of thing. And when you're thinking about young, you know, new romance, that sort of thing, this is one of the things you don't think about. It's really fragile. And this kid, you know, this next story just kind of proves how fragile it is. So this guy, he has a girlfriend. Girlfriend books a trip to Miami for spring break. He's like freaking out. And he goes to a crowdfunding site. And he says, please help me out. I got to go to Miami with my girlfriend because I'm afraid if she goes there, I'm going to lose her. And I'm like scratching my head because it popped up on my site. And I'm like, really, man? If there's that little trust, let it go. Let it go. Because trust me, a long-term relationship, if you're worried about a little jaunt to Miami, is the last thing you should be worried about. Focus on your schoolwork, man. That's what I'm saying. That's my advice to you. Another story I saw that was very, very interesting. It's a lot more close to home. Did you see the Fargo man? He wasn't a Fargo native. I think he's a native from San Diego. Yeah. 29-year-old driver from San Diego arrested yesterday. Troopers stopped him. Guess how fast this guy was going? 132 miles an hour. He's out there near West Fargo just cruising. Obviously, he's got a little change in his pocket. He's driving a Mercedes-Benz E-Class E320. He's going 132 miles an hour in a 75 mile per hour zone. Now, I thought that was kind of nuts. And then they hit you with this. You know how much the fine is, the speeding ticket? $285. Only in North Dakota, man. I'm thinking how much that ticket would have been. had he been in Minnesota. I think in Minnesota, if you're going that fast, I think anything over 100 miles an hour, you automatically lose your license for like 6 months, man. It's automatically, don't pass, go, you're done. For 6 months, you cannot drive. Plus, I guarantee you the fine would be well over 200 some odd bucks. And that struck me as a wow, you know, are you kidding me? And then I look at the guy's picture, and if you haven't seen it, I pulled the story right off in Forum, the website. I look at the picture, and if there was ever a reason to be against the use of recreational cannabis, this would be one, because this guy is obviously just blitzed out of his mind. Check out the picture. And aside from being unbelievably smug in this picture, the guy is just obviously just blitzed out of his mind. 132 miles an hour in a 75-mile-per-hour zone, and he gets off with a $200-some-odd ticket, only in North Dakota. Now, I'm not advocating for higher fines. I'm just saying, that's kind of nuts, man. A couple of questions for the Common Sense Club this morning. And this morning, I'm still not complaining. I got friends who are complaining right now, you know, weather, how did we go from 70 some odd degrees to this, and you know, that sort of thing. I'm still not complaining. I think it's awesome. Got on a thin leather jacket this morning. I'm feeling fine. Beautiful weather, sunny. You know, it doesn't really matter that it's 21 some odd degrees today. I don't care. I think it's great. You know, we're expecting a high around 47, mostly sunny skies, beautiful weather, in my humble opinion. That's here in the Fargo-Moorhead area. 21 degrees right now, fair skies, expecting a high around 47 with mostly sunny skies. Out in the Tioga, Stanley, Ray, Williston area, 15 degrees, fair skies, calm wind. You're expecting a high around 45 with sun, just a little patchy fog, just a little bit. Detroit Lakes area, 23 degrees, fair skies. You're looking for a high right around 42, sunny skies. That's what you have to look forward to. So love the day. Enjoy your St. Patrick's Day with a little, maybe a little green beverage, maybe a little Reuben sandwich or something, some cabbage, that sort of thing, some bangers and mash or something, you know? Anyway. Couple other stories that I have. House shoots down resolution to form an ethics committee. Now, I found this one interesting because I kind of want your take on, you know, forming an ethics committee. What do you think? Representative Cory Mock, Democrat for Grand Forks. He's the guy that he was arguing in favor, as a matter of fact, of 3060 to create a state ethics commission to oversee the legislative and executive branches. So, and a lot of folks, you know, and I brought up this point, the fact that, you know, got the Kent Conrad countrywide, and I know it's not, you know, in the same sphere there, but again, I think about things like that. The whole Kent Conrad countrywide controversy. And I also think about the fact that he was cleared of that by the chairman of a committee. And I cannot remember that name. When talking to my friends this morning about this subject, I couldn't remember his name. They couldn't either. So if you could help me out with that one, that'd be awesome. But he also, the guy that cleared him, also had a similar deal. Wouldn't it be great for the regular Joe and or Jane out there to have that type of sweetheart deal? Do you remember the countrywide sweetheart mortgage deal that Kent Conrad received? Wouldn't it be great for all of us little people to have sweetheart deals like that? I think it would. And things like that make me think, oh, maybe. Ethics committee. But I want to know what you think. You think we need an ethics committee to, you know, kind of police what these guys and gals are doing. I don't know. I think we should have one just for things like what happened on the Fargo City Commission here. Somebody to go, whoa, whoa, tap the brakes a bit. You know, so your boss kind of cajoled you into forming the art committee. I'm not going to call any names. And then after, you know, it's voted on and you get the arts committee, you know, you vote for your boss to be the chair of that committee. That's a little, I mean, that's crossing a line or two, don't you think? Don't you think we might need a little ethics committee or something like that? Not calling any names, just throwing out a scenario. Anyway, we'll be right back to talk to Blanky the Column, Ellen Ratner. Going to ask them about the elections going on in Israel right now. Also want to ask them about the budget. We got some Democrats that might be jumping ship, joining the GOP. Want to get their opinion on that right after this break.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The energy renaissance in North Dakota means generations of jobs for tomorrow's workforce and technologically advanced jobs. Kathy Nesset of Nesset Consulting talks about how much fun this is for the workforce of tomorrow.
It really is. And when we talk about the workforce, I go to these colleges and universities and I look at the young talent that we have here in North Dakota. And I am absolutely thrilled and just motivated that we have such good, smart, talented young people right here in North Dakota. And we have the jobs that they can fill.
Great careers are waiting for you at Nesset Consulting Service.
Just look at what these other companies are too, Scott. I mean, these companies, when I look at the oil industry, whether it's service or the oil company itself, they're looking for this good talent, and we have it right here in North Dakota. How cool is that?
Thanks, Kathy. Find out more about Nesset Consulting Service, located in the heart of the Bakken, Tioga, North Dakota, and about more of the career opportunities awaiting you online at NessetConsulting.com. That's NessetConsulting.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Welcome back. Welcome back. This is the Common Sense Club. I am your host, Leon Francis. Phone number to call in, get you live and into the conversation with my good friend, Blanky the Column. We're still working on Ellen, but she is in the South Sudan. Sometimes the phones don't work so great, you know. So there you go. But a couple of things that I want to talk about today. One, Are you following the what's going on over there in Israel with the voting, with the election? Oh, man.
I am.
And so, and this would be historic if Netanyahu pulls this off. It will be his third consecutive term, fourth overall. That has never happened outside of the founder. I mean, when the Israeli state was founded, you know, the original prime minister, I think he served four terms, I believe.
Right.
Don't quote me on that.
Going back to 1948.
Yeah, and I was the parallels between Israel and America just kind of astound me sometimes. His opponent Herzog is running on a hope and change and class envy platform. In my humble, that's my take on it. And Netanyahu is kind of running on a what we would call a very conservative right wing platform. So how do you think it's going to shake out?
I think he's going to win. I think he's going to win. You know, and the turnout apparently is pretty phenomenal. They have a lot of people at the polls, but they're going to have to make sure they got some people watching the count. But I think if he wins, which I believe he's going to squeak in there, it's going to put him in a much more powerful position because obviously, you know, we had, the president's, people out there trying to stop him, and that may actually help him more now that people know that it's been a big effort to try to see him lose. So, you know, it's going to be interesting.
And something that you just said there, do you believe that Netanyahu had that in mind when he said, you know, basically, he basically said that while he is PM, there will be no Palestinian state. So
well, that's what he believes.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what he believes. And the thing of it is, I don't know if you've been to Israel, but it is a very small country. It's about the size of Delaware. It's little. So everywhere you go, there's a border. I mean, when I think about Texas, you can't even get out of the state in 5 hours. You know, you can go across for a full day and never get out of the state. You've got a big state. Think about that. And Delaware is a little state. Israel is a little country, and it borders Syria and Jordan and Egypt. And believe me, it's a tiny country that faces a lot of issues. So, I don't know. I think he's going to prevail. I'll be surprised if he does not.
Good deal. I don't know. I am hearing the folks are kind of worried now. You got Arab Israelis voting in record
right.
numbers, I heard. And that's got to be kind of worrisome. Or maybe I'm mischaracterizing these folks.
I think you make a good point, but I also think that the base is going to get out too. They know what's at stake.
Yeah. I do believe that what's at stake is Israel. I believe that. I believe if you don't have a Netanyahu there, wow. If you have anyone that this administration is aiding, then you got problems there. They're using class warfare, class envy.
Oh, yeah.
They're using, I mean, just the whole, you know, it's time for change. The hope and change theme has reared its ugly head once again. But I'm keeping my eye on that election, and I will definitely be posting throughout this St. Patrick's Day today about
happy
that.
Happy St. Patrick's Day, by the way.
Good deal. Happy St. Patrick's Day to you. What's on the menu today in the Cullum household? What's on the menu today? Are you guys doing a traditional St. Patty's Day meal?
Well, you know, the funny thing is, you know, I have a very long name. My name is Maria de Guadalupe Blanquita Etelvina Walsh Cullum.
Wow.
And I remember when I was in grade school, a Catholic school, the little Monsignor would say to me, "Now, darling, what's a nice little girl like you having a name like Blanquita? Your name should be Bridget." You know, because when you go to Catholic school, they want you to have a name that's after a saint. And especially, you know, he was a wonderful Monsignor, by the way, Monsignor Clarkin. And so with last name of Walsh, you know, he didn't expect me to have the first name of Blanquita. So there you go. What do you do? But it's
Guadalupe? What would that translate?
Well, my mother was from Mexico. My mother was a beautiful red-headed, green-eyed Latina from Sonora, from Hermosillo, from the north of Mexico, and her family emigrated. So half were from Mexico and half were from the United Kingdom. My father's family was from Liverpool. So I'm a real American. I got lots of different kinds of stuff running through my blood and proud to be red, white, and blue. But, and a lot of Latins have many, many names. So Maria de Guadalupe is Mary of Guadalupe. Since I'm Catholic, they believe in the Blessed Mother that appeared in Mexico to Juan Diego. So I've got one of those huge, mongous names that you can't write in a check.
I gotta say, I've had exes who were of the Mexican American persuasion,
and I just got Texas, right?
But I used to love to hear them speak, like the when the family would get together, it was almost a musical language. I mean, I couldn't even the little Spanish that I know, I could never sound like that. You know, it sounds like I'm struggling. So just to hear you say your name, I'm like, wow, that takes me back.
There are a lot of famous Irish Latins, like one of the most famous ones, Anthony Quinn. Okay, Anthony Quinn. Quinn is an Irish name. And you have a lot of, remember, Mexico was a great land of opportunity, just like the United States, with gold mines and so forth.
Yeah.
And for example, my great-grandfather's family came over here because he was the son that didn't get any inheritance. So he, you know, my great-grandfather settled in Mexico, and they had the gold mines. So it's the story of the American saga of how we all got here. The great thing is that we got here. And, you know, my mother and dad were very proud of being being Americans, and that's how we were raised. You know, my mother said for us to remember that we're Americans first, but not to be, ashamed of our Latin heritage, and to also learn how to speak both languages, because they open up opportunity for everyone, but to speak both English well and Spanish well, because she said they'll judge the level of your intelligence by how well you speak the language.
Man, how the times have changed. Blanquita Cullum, she is the Contessa of Common Sense from the conservative point of view. Always glad to have you on. Thanks, Blanquita. And we'll be right back right after this break. Hang on. I see you on the phone lines. Hang on. We'll be right back.
Guarantees are hard to come by in life, but MyPillow has one. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hennon. I want you to sleep on the pillow I sleep on, because I've never had one like it. I've never slept better. Mike Lindell is the CEO. He's been on television. You've probably seen him in those commercials, maybe heard our interview with him. He will tell you, and I believe, sleep is the most important thing to your health. And MyPillow is the most important thing for your sleep. In addition to all the testimonials you're going to hear from friends and neighbors and coworkers and others, and I've heard them, who own the world's most comfortable pillow, if you go to MyPillow.com, they have sleep facts where you can find out about all kinds of great benefits you can get from a good night's sleep and how much it'll help your overall health and well-being. So check that out at MyPillow.com. While you're there, browse. Find the great savings. Use the promo code Scott for a 50% off deal, 2-for-1 on the original classic pillow. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call this number, 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. MyPillow, guaranteed the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your
youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Welcome back on this beautiful, beautiful St. Patty's Day. I mean, wow. I got friends that are like, ah, man, it's so cold outside. I'm loving it. I am loving it. The sky is blue. It's not so cold. I mean, you can have a light jacket on and you're just fine. And the projected forecast looks pretty good. The future's so bright, I have to wear shades. Type of thing. One thing I want to ask my audience is this. You know, we've heard, I'm sure we've all heard about the Robert Durst debacle, the controversy. The guy is now going to use the incentive. Well, folks are saying that he has a pretty good defense by using the insanity defense. I want your take. I mean, I talk to myself sometimes because I need expert advice. But this guy was clearly nuts. So, will the insanity defense that he is sure to bring, he's been charged for murder. Will the insanity defense hold in his case? I think he's obviously nuts, but, you know, do you want folks skating on the fact that they're nuts? I don't know. Bob out in Grafton, we were talking about the elections, and you wanted to weigh in. So what's on your mind this morning, Bob?
Morning, Leon. Talking to you off the show and offline and stuff, you know, I'm a student of biblical prophecy. And every single thing I see unfolding in the Middle East and in Europe right now, particularly with Iran, which is ancient Persia, and Syria, the capital, which is Damascus, all of these things are in prophecy, biblical prophecy, and they are unfolding like watching a playbook. It's astounding. Now, I have a personal prediction. This really isn't in prophecy, but my personal prediction is that, unfortunately, Benjamin Netanyahu doesn't get reelected as much as
he wants to,
and that the next prime minister is going to be weaker. And he is going to trust naively some sort of peace agreement that's going to arise. And when their guard is down, then they're going to be attacked roughly in about 3 years, 3.5 years, if not maybe a little sooner.
Yeah, I was going to ask you what was your timeline on what the time frame, but you say within 3 years, maybe sooner. And I agree with you. I think if the folks over there in Israel don't open their eyes and they get this weak-kneed Herzog, I mean, anytime this administration is stomping for you over there, you know, it's not a good thing. This administration are appeasers. And if you appease the Palestinians, you're going to get rockets lobbed at you.
Well,
so,
it also seems that any time this particular administration gets involved in influencing elections by not supporting a good ally president, a strong president, it always seems to end up badly. And my case in point would be President Mubarak of Egypt. But more than that, I really think that's what's going to happen. And I base some of my prediction on prophecy and other part on something else. But I also want to remind people that this Friday is the solar eclipse that's directly in between the first two blood moons that have already occurred and the last two appearances of a blood moon that are going to be again this year on Passover and on Sukkot. Well, Friday is the solar eclipse, and I don't think anybody's really heard anything about that in the news. So
no.
These are markers. If you read Genesis, where it says, you know, God created the sun, the moon, and the stars and placed them in the heavens for signs and for seasons. Well, in Hebrew, the word signs is actually translated signals. And it's just too much of a coincidence that all these things are taking place at the same period, converging at the same period in time in our history. And the unfortunate thing is most people, they choose at their own demise, I truly believe, they choose not to trust the truth of God's written word, and particularly of prophecy, because every single thing that's happened is written in prophecy. I mean, I'm absolutely astounded at the accuracy and the timing of everything that I see that's been going on that I've been checking and been relating in prophecy. It's like watching a checklist.
Yeah, man. And Bob, you always bring up brilliant points. I'm going to research that. And you're right. I hadn't heard, and normally I'm on top of these kind of things. Hadn't heard about the, did you say solar or lunar eclipse on Friday?
This Friday is the solar eclipse. Now, according to the Jews, Judaism, anything to do with the moon, because they set their calendar on the moon, on a lunar calendar. So basically, we live by a Gregorian calendar. So anything doing with the moon is a signal or a warning to Israel. And anything to do with the sun has always traditionally been a signal or a warning to the Gentiles. That's the rest of us. The last blood moon that appeared, if I'm not mistaken, it was a single blood moon. And that was in 1948. When Israel was finally officially recognized at the United Nations by a unanimous vote, if I'm not mistaken, as an official nation state, Israel was finally recognized officially in 1948 at the United Nations as an official nation state. And there was a blood moon, appearance of a blood moon. And now that fulfilled prophecy of Isaiah 700 years before, or earlier before Christ's birth, where God said, talking about Israel, he says, I will make you a nation. Well, that didn't happen up until 1948, and there was a blood moon, a single blood moon that year. Now, in just over a little over a year and five months' time, from last April, Passover, until this coming Sukkot, which is in September, I think, this year, or September, October, we're having the appearance of four blood moons with a solar eclipse in the middle. And you've got all this going on over in the Middle East that matches up perfectly with prophecy.
Bob.
But it's also a joyful time because there's a rescue mission coming, if you know what I mean.
I think I do. Man, you always give me so much to think about. And Bob's right. We talk off air. And yeah, food for thought. Every time I speak to you, man, I'm left in deep thought. Thank you for your cogent insight, as always, Bob. Wow. And if you think about it, I mean, there's nothing that he says that he is saying now that, doesn't add up. You look at what's going on in Israel. You look at what's going on in the Middle East. You look at what's going on here. You crack open the good book and you start reading the tea leaves in there, and you're like, wow, you know, something big's coming. Something big is coming. You ever just sit down and think about that? Maybe more of us should. Tuesday, today, is Ag Day on What's On Your Mind, and that's sponsored by the North Dakota Farm Bureau. So with Scott and Todd, stay tuned for that in the 9 o'clock hour. At 9:30, they're going to have Chad Weckerly from Weckerly, and I hope I'm saying that right, but you know me. I butcher names, so my apologies beforehand. From Weckerly Farms. And that's a North Dakota Farm Bureau member, and he's going to be reporting on a recent trip to D.C. So make sure you check that out. That's at 9:30. They're also going to talk about historic changes that are coming to North Dakota law banning corporate farming. And this is with a newly passed exemption for swine and dairy operations. They're going to want to hear from the farmers. Do you support the change? And if you do, call in. Call in to What's On Your Mind with Scott and Todd. They're also going to talk about technology, how it evolves, continues to evolve. Last night, and for the folks out there that know me, you know I'm an IT guy, FargoTech.com, FargoTech.com. Anyway, we were doing a store convert. It went all the way. I mean, it never goes the way you want it to ever, even though we were done with the setup in like record time. The folks that we were on the phone with trying to work out the bugs took them till 3 o'clock this morning. So your humble host has a little red in his eyes this morning, a little tired, lots of caffeine. But anyway, we were talking about technology in general. And I brought up the HoloGlass. And if you haven't seen that, you should really just Google the YouTube demonstration of Microsoft's new HoloGlass. It is a phenomenal piece of technology. I'm saying that because Scott and Todd are going to be talking about technology later on and how it continues to evolve and how it's going to affect us. I mean, from everything, you know, farming, ag, the drones in the sky, the way we interact with each other, you know, that sort of thing, phone technology. And I predict in the next 5 years, like the laptop and the home PC will be a thing of the past. The things that are coming out will blow your mind. Blow your mind. And some of the IT guys I was working with last night, they had never even heard of this HoloGlass. So when I showed them, man, they were giddy like a bunch of little schoolgirls. And if you're listening, you know who you are. Anyway, a couple of other stories that I really want to touch on this one. You guys and gals out there remember the big fight about the Ten Commandment monument that's sitting right down there by City Hall. Everybody remembers that fight. Well, with the new parking debacle argument that we're having, that monument might be moved after all. And we're going to talk about that on the other side of this break. Moving the monument would and this is an Inforum article. Fargo city workers want commandments moved. Moving this monument would create more parking near City Hall. You know, and I'm sorry. Well, actually, I am not sorry. But this makes me skeptical. I'm a little skeptical because we fought to keep it there, and now could be moved. How do you feel about that? Tell me what's on your mind right after this break, right here on the Common Sense Club. I need a little common sense. Give me perspective right after this break.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
It's happening again. The feds are trying to ban your freedom to own body armor. In January, a newly introduced bill, H.R. 378, will take away your right to buy level 3 and higher body armor. Katie Armor offers the most affordable level 3 body armor packages on the market today. Protect yourself. Buy your body armor now before it's too late. Go to katiearmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-armor.com. Come and take it.
Hundreds of our listeners have been in the Miracle Chair. Many of them have purchased the Miracle Chair because it works. Jerry Breyer is here. He's brought the Miracle Chair to North Dakota. You can see it online at miraclechair.net. You can take a test drive yourself and actually sit in this and feel it work. State-of-the-art massage lounger for the ultimate experience. Jerry, talk about what people tell you about these Miracle Chairs.
Well, you know, we've sold quite a few of them, but it's amazing. The feedback is 100% positive. I've never sold anything where I've had 100% positive. Well, yeah, gold and silver is pretty much 100%. But it's really interesting, particularly with the ladies. They get in that chair and they don't want to get out. Because what the chair does, it massages your feet, your legs, your thighs, your back, your arms, your neck, all at the same time.
Relaxed to zero, state-of-the-art design. It's the Miracle Chair. Online at miraclechair.net or call 701-746-9950, 701-746-9950 today.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Did you hear about the high-speed chase and shooting out in Jamestown? What is going on with these folks that are not only speeding, but they get involved with the police and they figure, you know, it's a good thing to try to run over them with a car. Out there, a man was taken into the hospital after a shooting involving Jamestown police and the Stutzman County Sheriff's Department. The police say the incident then started after 12 a.m. That's this morning. when a convenience store worker called to report a suspected intoxicated individual leaving the store. So a guy's in there, he's intoxicated, he gets behind the wheel, of his vehicle, and a concerned citizen calls and reports it, which is a good thing. You know, you don't want, maybe you're headed home, or your wife or our kid is headed home, and you don't want folks like this that are clearly intoxicated leaving it behind the wheel of their own car. But anyway, when the officer attempted to approach him, the man drove off at a very high rate of speed, headed south on Highway 281. Police say the suspect turned his vehicle on the officers, rammed two patrol vehicles, and finally stopped on the 1000 block of 4th Avenue Southwest. And as an officer approached the vehicle, the man tried to run him over. That's when members of the Jamestown Police Department and Stutzman County Sheriff's officer discharged their weapons, striking the suspect. He was transported to the Jamestown Regional Medical Center for his injuries. They're not releasing his name yet, but the police say that he is 43 years old. He's from Tracy, Minnesota. He was placed under arrest for felony DUI, fleeing or attempting to elude in a motor vehicle, reckless endangerment, and criminal mischief. So there you go. The law enforcement officials that were involved, they're now on administrative leave, and the investigation of the incident has been turned over to the North Dakota DCI. Stay tuned. It's something I forgot to mention in the last segment when I was doing a rundown of what's on your mind with Scott and Todd. Stay tuned for that. At 10 o'clock, in the 10 o'clock hour, Senator John Hoeven will be taking your call. They're going to discuss the controversial letter that he signed to Iran's leader, the Attorney General nomination votes, and the latest fight over the Keystone XL pipeline. So make sure you stay tuned for that. Sounds like an awesome, awesome show. Now, before we went to break, on my mind, discussing this moving of the Ten Commandment monument. Now, I remember the fight that was had over this monument. And it just seems to me that there's a little bit of a in round, and I look for it online, in forum online, but I could not find the story, so I have the actual paper here in my hand. Fargo City workers want commandments moved. A moving monument would create more parking near City Hall, and I got a question for the city planners out there. We keep expanding all downtown Fargo and these big Taj Mahals and all of this, that, and the other thing. Why doesn't someone have a common sense approach to parking? Why do we have to outsource it to Minnesota? Why do we have to bus folks from, like, I don't know, the Fargo Dome or someone? Someone actually said, you know, have a shuttle running from West Acres to downtown. Are you kidding me? You mean to tell me we cannot figure this out? We can't figure this thing out about parking. And now they want to move, uproot this monument that was a hard fought for win, in my opinion. They're actually talking about moving it. Ten Commandment monument that has been in front of City Hall for more than 5 decades might be moved. That is, if it doesn't undo the city's hard-fought legal battles to keep it there. City staff broached the topic Monday night before the city commission as part of the discussion, flipping it over now, about the upcoming parking crunch when the construction of the new City Hall building begins this year, on top of what is now a 450-stall parking lot. I think I'm going to have, I'm going to try to get Pepcorn in here to talk about this. I'm going to see if I can do that within the next day or two to talk about just the whole parking controversy that we've been having. Parking lot wars. I called it a week ago. I'm like, wow, what is going on here with the whole parking lot thing? And I'm sitting here and I'm thinking, you know, they're saying this is going to be a temporary thing, you know, when they're trying to. What's going to end up happening is what they're discussing right now is the plaza in front of City Hall could be turned into a temporary 70-stall parking lot. Another 10 to 20 stalls could be gained if the Ten Commandment monument and the Civic Center sign are moved. That's what they're talking about doing right now. I say no way. And I'm going to try to have Dave Pepcorn in here and get his take on this whole thing. Would love to get your feedback on that. Hit me up on my social media. Stay tuned for Scott and Todd. What's on your mind right after this break?
Have you ever wanted to own a Mercedes-Benz? You can. At a really, really competitive price these days. Just compare. And you know what? There's no vehicle on the road today that compares. How do I know? I'm taking the time to drive them from Valley Imports. Whether it's the C-Class or the E-Class or this GLK class, the sedans, the wagons, the GL and the ML are great SUV models. Do me a favor. Call my friends at Valley Imports or go to their website, valleyimports.com. Here's what you'll get. 24/7 best price. If you mention my name, 2 years of free maintenance. No kidding. They even have the roadside service 24/7 no matter where you are, all throughout North Dakota and a good chunk of western Minnesota, South Dakota, Montana, too. And you know what? If you don't find what you're looking for on the website, particular class you want, they'll get it for you. ValleyImports.com or call 888-928-7431. 888-928-7431. Tell them Scott sent you.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit brightsidebend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.